You're listening to Vatican Radio. Its name in Gaelic means Friend of the Missions. Its work provides life-saving support for vulnerable communities in over 50 countries worldwide. And its members are hoping that Pope Francis may be able to see this vital outreach to the margins firsthand during his expected visit to Dublin for the World Meeting of Families in August 2018. This week, the Irish faith-based missionary movement Mission Cara is launching its new five-year plan focused on key areas of education, healthcare, sustainable development and human rights. The new strategy is based on a global consultation with over 1,000 beneficiaries and highlights a particular concern for women and children, refugees or displaced people and the disabled.
I was displaced, like many other families, so I was a refugee in the United States.
The CEO of Mission Cara, Heidi Foster, embodies many of the goals and values that the organization seeks to promote. Born in Guatemala to parents educated by missionaries, her family suffered under the military dictatorship and she was forced to flee, first to Mexico and then to the United States. She puts her own faith, resilience and hope down to that experience, which profoundly affects her work with the Dublin-based Mission Cara today. Tell us first of all what the name means, Mission Cara.
It means Friend of the Missions in Gaelic.
And tell us what it does. Tell us a little bit about the brief history of it.
Mission Cara, we are a faith-based development organization. We are a membership-based organization. We operate out of Dublin and we are a thriving missionary movement. We have supported and funded a range of education, health, income generation and livelihoods, and human rights projects. We are funded by the generosity of the Irish taxpayers through the Department of Foreign Affairs and Irish Aid.
So you're working mostly in countries around the world, mostly developing countries, aren't you?
Yes, we specifically were created to work with Irish missionaries, and in 2016, we were in 57 countries.
I'm thinking missionary aid and development in countries around the world. We know about Trocora, which is the official Caritas partner, isn't it, in overseas aid and development. What is the connection or how do you work with them, maybe?
Well, Mission Cara is a member-led organization focused specifically on overseas missionary aid. We work closely with our 90 members, supporting them on a focus on projects. Depending on the year, we might be in over 60 countries. Sometimes it's 57 countries in the number of sectors that I mentioned. We are both supported by Irish Aid, but Mission Cara is for now exclusively funded by Irish Aid. We collaborate, we work with Trocra and a couple of other funders, but we exclusively work with missionaries.
So tell me something about the most successful projects that you've been involved in recently, or the kind of areas, the kind of communities that you're supporting?
We have a number. For example, in education, we have a girls project in South Sudan that's been run by the Loreto sisters. You know, South Sudan is a fragile country. The economy has collapsed. War and famine has stifled the development in South Sudan. And the situation is particularly difficult for young women. I was shocked to learn that a teenage girl is 7 times more likely to die in childbirth than complete secondary school. So the Loreto sisters are running a girls' primary and secondary schools in Rumbek and are working to change this reality. They, you know, typically, for a missionary-led initiative, the sisters do not deliver education in isolation from the environment, but work actively to advocate for the girls' right to education. They're training teachers. They, you know, through the support of Mission Cara, 87 students have graduated since 2011. I know that this doesn't sound like a lot if you're comparing it to the West, but South Sudan, this is impressive.
And it's a very significant step towards, as you say, a broader picture of rights for girls and women in a very, very difficult situation.
Absolutely. And the sisters, the Loreto sisters, are doing this through great personal risks to themselves. You know, it is one of the things that makes Mission Cara and the work of our members differently, that members tend to stay in country. They tend to be in the communities for decades. So we often say they are there before, they are there during, and they're there after, when you need to rebuild the community, when the cameras have left, when other governments and NGOs are forced to leave or can no longer stay, our missionaries stay.
You're talking about working with, as you say, situations of extreme poverty, serious human rights abuses and oppression. You yourself, you're not from Ireland. You grew up in Guatemala, didn't you?
I did.
And I'm wondering how your own background there, under the military dictatorship, how much that influenced and continues to influence the work that you do today.
Well, first of all, my own journey is part of that of missionary tradition. Both my parents were educated by Irish missionaries. My father by the Jesuits, Irish Jesuits, and my mother by the Mercy Sisters.
In Guatemala?
In Belize. My mother is from Belize, and they met there. Yes, I consider myself, funny enough, Guatemalan American Irish. So very global. But yes, I have to say that no different than any other family in Guatemala, I have seen great suffering. I saw 500,000 people suffer great human rights abuses over many years. My family was no different. We were also touched by it.
Directly, you lost family members?
We lost family members like many other families. And I was displaced like many other families. So I was a refugee in the United States. I won my asylum case, which is unheard of. I was one of the few 5%. Hundreds of thousands applied. I was one of the very few 5% that succeeded in gaining my asylum case. And that influenced me, because for me, it's about rights. It's about justice. It's about making sure that I stand in solidarity that those that don't have a voice. I know what it's like to be in a place and lose faith. I know firsthand what is it like to be part of a war. What is it like to feel abandoned? And this has instilled in me faith, resilience, and hope, which is part of the Mission Cara values.
Even in the face of the current extremely difficult situation today for refugees, migrants like yourself, I would say hope is something becoming harder and harder to come by.
I would disagree. I think that that's what makes our values. I think that that's what makes the Mission Cara values, the work of the missionaries, so special and different, that we stand in solidarity. As I said, we are there long term. You know, in the U.S. earlier, my journey to Ireland, I was extremely lucky that I was allowed to work, I was allowed to study, and my family afforded me the greatest gift, which was for me to continue to study. So I was always hitting the books. I like to learn, I like to meet people. So I won a partial scholarship to Harvard, and I met my husband there. When we finished our course, we moved to Ireland.
Given the difficult situations that you're working in, what would you see as the biggest challenges facing Mission Cara today?
A number or a couple. I think sustainability, making sure that we promote the work of our members, what we are doing. It is one. This is why we're promoting our new strategy. We want to make sure that we continue to fund projects that are sustainable, that are delivering extremely needed services to those most in need. We want to make sure that we continue to respond to emergencies. It is something that missionaries are really well placed to do. We don't have to parachute anybody into a country, because they're usually already in the country. When an emergency or a crisis happens, they're already there. They are the ones that are best able to identify the families that have the networks, because they're well integrated in the community at both local, national, and international level. So something that we want to make sure is that we continue to support good quality projects, and we don't have enough resources. You know, I actually can guarantee that any money that comes for the emergency projects, 100% goes to our members.
That's very important, isn't it? People want to know that you're absolutely transparent and
yes,
that they can see where their money is going.
Yes.
Another challenge facing the whole Catholic Church in Ireland, particularly, of course, is that of the ongoing sex abuse crisis, the investigations. Many people have simply walked away from the church, and I'm wondering how that has affected and continues to affect the work that you're doing and the funding in particular.
Well, you know, child safeguarding is an area that we take very seriously. We are in an incredibly strong position to deliver child safeguarding and child protection training and awareness with our members. This is something that our members take very, very seriously. Mission CARA, we have led in the field of this issue as a necessity, and we are now seen as leaders across Europe in this area. We're actually doing really well in this area. I do acknowledge that there have been some issues, but this is something that we take very, very seriously, just as we take financial accountability very seriously.
Another challenge, I imagine, is that the numbers of religious communities, the numbers of members, particularly the female congregations, are dwindling. We see sharp declines in many countries, not all, but many countries. How is this affecting the work that you're doing?
It's not affecting us at all, actually. On the contrary, what we are finding is that it is true that for some congregations that is the case, but they are partnering. You know, we are doing a lot of collaboration. We are doing a lot of networking. So we are supporting each other. But we also have congregations like the Daughters of Charity that have 27,000 members. So we have, it might be declining in some countries, but it's thriving in others, and particularly in the Global South.
You grew up, as you say, in the Global South in Guatemala, and yet you came over to work in Ireland. You worked with the traveller community there. How would you compare the situations of poverty and injustice in our so-called wealthy Western countries compared with what you saw around you growing up?
Poverty is poverty, and extreme poverty is extreme poverty. The issues were the same. Issues of infant mortality, pretty high in the traveler community. The suicide rate is 7 times higher in the traveler community than it is in the settled community. So the issues were the same. I saw no difference in terms of education, same, extremely low levels of literacy. But I have also seen in Ireland that, you know, Ireland just recognized traveler status. They just gained their ethnic status, which is a massive achievement. And I'm very proud of the Irish government to have acknowledged and done this for the traveler community.
For those who want to find out more about Mission CARA, what it does, how they can support it, perhaps, where can we get hold of you? Where can we find out more?
At missioncara.ie.
Do you have any final message about the work that you're doing?
Two. That it's extremely important work. It's really good value for money. We work with the poorest and most marginalized, but enable for us to continue to support really good projects. We need the support of the Irish people. We need the support of other groups. And lastly, I have a special invitation para mi amigo el Papa Francisco. I would love it if next year when he comes to Ireland, he would visit Mission CARA.
Thank you, Heidi, for being with us today. My thanks there to Heidi Foster, CEO of the Dublin-based missionary movement, Mission CARA.